KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
For the fourth time in school history, Iowa State heads to the Sweet 16. DeAndre Kane's driving layup with just over a second remaining was the game winner in an 85-83 win over North Carolina yesterday. The Cyclones outscored the Tar Heels 17-7 to close the game.
They believe in each other, and you know that's half the battle, is thinking you can win these games. So our resiliency, the resolve, the way they go out and play for each other, and the trust is you know, like one of the teams I played in Minnesota, you know, Timberwolves. We were then a couple possessions late. We knew we were going to win, and that's what this team has.
That's Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg. After falling in the second round the past 2 years, the Cyclones advanced to the semifinals in the East region.
Felt we played well enough last year to win against Ohio State. Had a tough ending there, but yeah, to find a way to win a game again with your backs against the wall, do it again in the biggest setting was just awesome.
Well, the Cyclones head off to New York City as they'll take on Connecticut this Friday night.
They're a team that's obviously hot. They just knocked off a great Villanova team. I know Shabazz Napier is one of the best clutch pairs in the country, so we're gonna have our hands full. But you know, again, our guys are playing confident. And I'll take our chance against anybody right now.
Well, the Cyclones played without George Niang, who broke a foot in a win over North Carolina Central, and fellow sophomore Naz Long stepped up with some crucial three-pointers down the stretch.
That's this team right here, man. We believe in each other, man. We've been down so much, you know, and we just pulled it through. I love these guys, you know, and what other person to finish the game than DeAndre Kane, man. And, you know, we did it for George. We did it for George. We did it for Johnny. We did it for Coach, man. It's an unexplainable feeling, man. It feels great.
Long says trailing by 8 late in the game, Hoiberg tried to get the Cyclones to relax.
Believe it or not, I promise you, he said this. He said, "Hey, smile. You know, this is what it's about right here. This is a bright light. You know, this is what you got to play ball for, man. That's why I love him, man. Coach always has a positive attitude, and we did it."
Kane finished with 24 points, 10 rebounds, and 7 assists.
He's amazing, man. I feel like he's the best point guard in the country, man. He's our leader, and he did it. He did it tonight.
Iowa State is 28-7 on the season heading into the second weekend of the tourney. Isaiah Austin and Brady Heslip each scored 17 points, and Baylor shut down Creighton's Doug McDermott with a suffocating defense, ending the career of one of the most prolific scorers in college history with an 85-55 win Sunday night in the NCAA tournament's West Regional. Baylor's size and speed overwhelmed the third-seeded Blue Jays and their national scoring leader, earning a third trip to the Sweet 16 since 2010. McDermott, who averaged 27 points this season, finished with 15 but had just 3 in the first half as Baylor built a 20-point lead. McDermott ranks 5th on the NCAA career scoring list. Number 6 seed Baylor had all 5 players score in double figures and shot 64% in one of the dominant performances of the NCAA tournament. The Blue Jays bow out with a 27-8 record on the season. Well, it was a tough day for Kansas teams in the NCAA men's basketball tourney, but a pretty good one for double-digit seeds. Wichita State and Kansas both went down to defeat on Sunday, while Stanford and Tennessee played themselves into the Sweet 16. Kentucky has ended Wichita State's bid to become the first team since the 1976 Indiana Hoosiers to record an undefeated season in NCAA men's basketball. The Harrison Twins combined for 39 points, and the 8th-seeded Wildcats erased a 9-point second-half deficit to beat the number one Shockers 78-76. Andrew Harrison led the way with 20 points. Aaron Harrison finished with 19, and Julius Randle added 13 points and 10 rebounds. Wichita State had a chance to tie or win after Andrew Harrison missed a free throw on Kentucky's final possession. The Shockers called timeout with 3.2 seconds left before Fred Van Vliet missed a three-pointer at the buzzer. Klee Anthony Early had a game-high 31 points for Wichita State, which became the first team in NCAA men's basketball history to open a season 35-0 when they won their second-round game. Now that win sets up an all-Kentucky matchup in the Midwest Regional at Indianapolis as the Wildcats will take on 4th-seeded Louisville. Number 10 Stanford rallied in the second half as they knocked off second-seeded Kansas 60-57. Dwight Powell had 15 points and 7 rebounds for the Cardinal, who were in the Sweet 16 for the first time in 6 years. Chasen Randall finished with 13 points, 6 steals, and 4 assists as Stanford advanced to play number 11 Dayton, a game that will guarantee at least one double-digit seed in the regional finals. Freshman Andrew Wiggins had just 4 points on 1 of 6 shooting with 4 turnovers in his final college game for Kansas. 11th seed Tennessee cruised into the regional semifinals and will take on number 2 Michigan at Indianapolis. Josh Richardson poured in 26 points and Jarnell Stokes had an impressive double-double as the Vols hammered number 14 Mercer 83-63. In Sunday's other NCAA tourney games, Jordan Adams scored 19 points and 4th-seeded UCLA advanced to the Sweet 16 by thumping Stephen F. Austin 77-60. That ends the Lumberjacks' 29-game winning streak. Top-seed Arizona hammered Gonzaga 84-61, coasting into a regional semifinal meeting with San Diego State. Well, the Iowa Hawkeye women shot a sizzling 57%, including 12 of 25 from three-point range as they rolled to an 87-65 win over Marist in the opening round of the NCAA tournament in Iowa City. On defense, the Hawkeyes limited Marist to 42% shooting, including 8 of 29 from three-point range.
They set so many screens within their offense and so many different types of screens, and they are one of the best teams that I've seen at being able to read how you defend screens and making you pay for it. And that's why you saw, you know, some of the slip situations where somebody's all of a sudden wide open going the basket. And really that comes down to communication, and we really have been emphasizing that for the last week.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluder. The Hawkeyes led 38-30 at the half and then pulled away, shooting 62% in the second half.
I think we wore them down a little bit. I think that, you know, we were able to push on them in the first half, but in the second half, and if you look, you know, throughout the year, their numbers have led up in the second half as far as people are scoring more points against them quite a bit more in the second half. So we felt if we could keep the tempo going, it would be a good thing for us.
The Hawkeyes advanced to Tuesday night's second round to play Louisville. The 4th-ranked Cardinals rolled to a victory over Idaho.
The thing is, their style is so different than what we just saw. Offensively and defensively. Now we're going to have defensive pressure. We're going to have somebody denying one pass away. We're going to have, you know, ball pressure where they played more of a pack line, more of a sagging defense. And so that's the thing that concerns me the most, is just the different style of defense that we're going to see, very physical, that we're going to see against Louisville.
Thierra Taylor led the Hawkeyes with 22 points. Bethany Doolittle added 21 as the Hawkeyes improved to 26-8 on the season. Elsewhere in women's first round action yesterday, South Carolina beat Cal State Northridge 73-58, Oregon State over Middle Tennessee 55-36, Penn State beat Wichita State 62-56, Florida over Dayton 83-69, Michigan State topping Hampton 91-61, North Carolina beat Tennessee Martin 60-58, Maryland over Army 90-52, Texas beat Penn 79-61, St. Joseph's over Georgia 67-57, UConn over Prairie View 87-44, LSU beat Georgia Tech 98-78, West Virginia over Albany 76-61, James Madison topping Gonzaga 72-63, Texas A&M beat North Dakota 70-55. Also in men's NIT second round play yesterday, Clemson beat Illinois 50-49, Southern Miss over Missouri 71-63, and Minnesota beat St. Mary's 63-55. A lot more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In racing, Kyle Busch won at Fontana for the second straight year, holding off Kyle Larson, Tony Stewart, and his older brother Kurt on a frantic two-lap sprint to the finish. Kyle Busch capably blocked Larson and outlasted Stewart and Kurt Busch to become NASCAR's 5th winner in 5 races already this season. Jimmy Johnson was comfortably in front, but he blew a tire with 7 laps left, and that set off that wild finish. In golf, Matt Every won the Arnold Palmer Invitational, shooting a final round 2-under-70 to finish 13 shots under par, 1 in front of Keegan Bradley. Adam Scott ended play 2 shots off the lead to finish 3rd after a 4-over-76. Hunter Mahan had to withdraw from the tourney because of soreness in his lower back. He says his back began to hurt on the practice range before the final round. A 4-under-68 in the final round gave Jeff Maggart the win in the Champions Tour event in Mississippi. He finished play 11-under-par, two shots in front of Billy Andrade and three in front of Bernhard Langer. Kari Webb closed with a course record 63-under-par and then waited about 90 minutes before she could celebrate a victory in the JTBC Founders Cup. Webb overcame a six-stroke deficit in the final round and ended up 19-under for the tournament, one stroke ahead of third-round leader Lydia Ko and four others. In the NBA on Sunday, it was Toronto over Atlanta 96-86. Phoenix beat Minnesota 127-120. Denver over Washington 105-102. Sacramento outscored Milwaukee 124-107. Brooklyn in overtime 107-104 winner over Dallas. Cleveland beat New York 106-100. And it was the Lakers over Orlando 103-94. In the National Hockey League Sunday, the New York Islanders beat Columbus 2-0, St. Louis over Pittsburgh 1-0, Nashville beat Chicago 2-0, New Jersey over Detroit 3-2, Minnesota in overtime, a 4-3 winner over Detroit. It was Vancouver over Buffalo 4-2, and Anaheim topping Florida 6-2. NFL owners could be making plenty of news this week at their spring meetings in Orlando as they consider 13 playing rules proposals and seven different bylaws. They'll also discuss expanding the playoff field from 12 to 14 teams, although a vote on such a move is uncertain. Some changes seem to be sure things, extending the height of the goalposts 5 feet to help determine if kicks are good, eliminating overtime in preseason games, and placing fixed TV cameras on the goal lines, end lines, and sidelines to help replay reviews. And high school sports over the weekend, the Atlantic girls participating in the Central Indoor Meet over at Pella Saturday had some results. Atlantic had Tiffany Williams place sixth in the 3,000 meters with a time of 11:49.45. Also in the 3,000, Carly Munson placed 14th and Savannah Sorensen placing 15th for Atlantic. In the 4x800-meter relay, the team of Savannah Sorensen, Carly Munson, Lexi Friend, and Tiffany Williams placed 12th for Atlantic with a time of 11:10. In the high jump, Stephanie Sanbothy tied for 9th place with a 4-foot-8-inch jump. In the long jump, Tiffany Williams got to 14 feet even. That tied her for 21st place, while in the shot put, Tedda Asklund placed 23rd. She was tied for 23rd with a toss of 30 feet 5 inches. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.